So Australian music, we always do a lot of older stuff up front. I'm a real fan of digging into rock and roll history, and anyone listening closely, you'll hear in the background, of course, the classic song I'm Stranded by the Saints, and that's what I play at the start of every show as my sort of my little honouring of what has come before, and it's the name of the show is Stranded. The Saints, of course, still exist in a different incarnation. They never really died. I mean, that song you're hearing now was from 1977. And the classic lineup of the band dissipated after the third album in the early 80s, but Chris Bailey, the singer, still kept the machine going and going and going and going. Even when he relocated to Europe, where he's lived for many years, he gets different versions of the Saints together every now and then, puts out a record, has a tour, and you know, some of the purists are like, well, the Saints after 1981 just aren't the real thing. Well, you could say that, but he's still doing some interesting stuff. So I thought I'd play for you some tracks from the later versions of the Saints. So, you know, mid-80s onwards up to what he's been doing even a few years ago. So let's listen to some music from Chris Bailey and the Saints. The first track's going to be called Ghost Ships. And this actually was a bit of a well-known song in the 80s from the band. Then I'll play three other tracks from them leading up to the 2005 album Nothing Is Straight in My House. So, let's kick it off with Ghost Ships from the Saints. We'll be back. Of course, I have a special guest in the studio too, and she'll be saying hello very soon. And her name is Grace.
I'm soul. Little creatures, they start to roam. Little girls in their uniforms, they're talking on the telephone with someone from the twilight zone. Get up! And the simple love, it will always save me. Oh, wild. Listen to what I say. Take a look at the things that I've done. You know I don't need anyone alone. And you don't come around and love me right on the ground. Fuck it up! And I say, the world around me.
there's a generosity of spirit to the event that people are able to share it.
The Vancouver Mini Maker Fair is a two-day celebration of making and creating. It's an all-ages family festival promoting the ethos of DIY on a larger scale. The Vancouver Mini Maker Fair will take you through an inspiring, energetic, and captivating range of exhibits, including workshops, performances, displays, and a speaker series. Some of the features include pyrotechnics, kinetic sculptures, interactive musical installations, and 3D printers that can print themselves. The Vancouver Mini Maker Fair takes place at Great Northern Way Campus June 25th and 26th. For advanced tickets and more information, visit MakerFair, that's FAIRE.ca.
And we're back here on Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show in Vancouver on 101.9 FM and wherever you are in the world online. And don't forget, you can call in. Feel free to call in any time if you have a request. Australian music will be great, or even Canadian tracks, which I get to in the second half. You can call through any time on 604-822-CITR. We just heard there four tracks in a row from The Saints. Of course, this show is named after the classic song I'm Stranded by The Saints, which you hear a snippet of at the start every show at 6 o'clock. I thought I'd play for you some little known Saints, the later incarnations of the band, with Chris Bailey as the leader, and various lineups throughout the years. I played for you first of all with Ghost Ships, which actually was a bit of a hit for the second incarnation of the band, Ghost Ships. Secondly was Simple Love, a live version of that track. That's one of my favorites, and it came out on an EP called Paralytic Tonight, Dublin Tomorrow, which I always loved the name of that 7-inch single. The song was called Simple Love. Then Howling. And finally, the first track off the 2005 album, Nothing Is Straight in My House. You heard the track Porno Movies. And just flipping through the sleeve here, that album featured actually Marty Wilson Piper from The Church. He joined the band at that stage. That's really cool. One of the greatest nights of my life. I was able to meet Marty Wilson Piper in Seattle earlier this year, and backstage at the Church gig, and he was such a cool guy, a genuine music lover. Love to talk about music, and so it's good to see him here in the liner notes from the 2005 version of The Saints. So now, I just wanted to quickly introduce Grace. We'll be talking at length a bit later on. Grace, would you like to say hi?
Hello there, everybody.
Grace is a student here at UBC and very much involved here at the station. And I've invited Grace on to have a chat and to learn a bit more about radio, because the station is going through changes and policy changes around student involvement. And it's really important that more students get on board to start volunteering here at the station and programming. So, Grace, thank you for coming.
Thanks for having me. This is like an impromptu fourth training session for me. So I'm all finished with the learning bit, I suppose. And, well, no, I'm not finished with the learning bit. I'm finished with having training wheels on while I'm trying to be on the radio. And so Matt's invited me in to see how the actual on-air booth works here.
Yeah, I don't think anyone has ever finished with the learning bit. That's my philosophy of life, really. I don't think I could ever say, no, I'm still learning. There's still bits of this board. I don't know what that does.
No, it was a terrible thing for me as a student also to say that I'm done with the learning bit. That was completely false. It's never done.
Yeah. We'll be chatting some more with Grace later on, especially about the recent NCRA conference, which was very exciting. But first of all, let's get back into the music. This is a band from Australia called Carnivool, and I actually just found this CD sitting in one of the studios here and recognized the name instantly as a band from Australia, and I haven't really featured them before, so I guess this is as good a time as any. They're a progressive rock band originally from Perth in Western Australia. Carnivool is spelled K-A-R-N-I-V-O-O-L, if you wanted to look them up. So formed in Perth in 1997 and currently consists of Ian Kenny on vocals, Drew Goddard and Mark Hosking on guitar, and John Stockman on bass guitar. And again, they're one of those bands that have been through various incarnations, but the main core of the band has been Ian Kenny, the songwriter and vocalist. And this is their latest album. It came out in Australia in 2009, but was only released in North America last year. So let's have a little listen to what Carnivool sounds like. Let's play track two. This was the first radio single in Australia, and that'll be followed by New Day, which is the current single from the album. Carnivool.
Yeah. How did they find me? How did they know this misconception of fate? I'm about to let go, awaken a new light. I'm alone in this room, heavy at heart, it may be a lie. You will not see me. It's a new day.
Searching for something worth holding. Hey, let's get lost.
How do they know this misconception of fate? I'm about to let go, waking in new light. I'm alone in this room, heavy at heart and maybe alive. You will not see me. It's a new day. It's a new
Repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in.
Let's smash things up.
Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. Listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM UBC Radio in Vancouver.
And we're back here on Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, after two tracks from Carnival. That was a bit of an epic 6-minute track there called New Day. Well, I thought that was Set Fire to the Hive, I think, off the Carnival album. It's called Sound Awake. They're a band from Western Australia, and we featured two tracks there. The first track was Goliath, which was the first radio-only single for that band for the album. We had a chat. Grace, you are still there? Yeah.
I'm still here.
I was wondering if you wanted to tell the listeners just briefly about the conference we attended in Halifax. only 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Matt and I were two of five lucky contestants, or volunteers more like, at the station who had a chance to go to the NCRA conference in Halifax earlier this June. And for those of you who aren't in the know of nerdy radio acronyms, NCRA stands for the National Campus and Community Radio Association, and the conference was held this year in Halifax by an awesome station, CKDU, out of Halifax. I believe they're 88.1 FM, if I do remember correctly. And, yeah, we had a chance to learn more than we could fit in our brains weekdays and then go to some really raging Halifax-style parties at night. And we saw some really fantastic local bands at a couple showcases that were put together for us, as well as at some local favorite places like Gus's Pub and I believe the Seahorse held a fantastic party one night. So I think that the latter part of Matt's show today, we're going to be showcasing Canadian artists, but specifically some of the people we saw in Halifax.
Yeah, and I'll be racing through to the CD library very soon to find some Sloan. I know I'll be doing that. But also some of the new music that we found over there. So that'll be coming up in the second half of the show. So let's keep going with the Australian tunes. This gentleman is interesting. His name is Simon Chainsaw. And he's just one of these real legends who are out and about doing their own thing. And I should say, speaking of legends running out and about doing their own thing, I'm going to be featuring some Eamon McGrath right at the end of the show. Eamon McGrath is a great solo artist from Canada here, originally from Edmonton, currently living out east. And a real great artist and individualist. So tune in for him just before 7:30. Equally, Simon Chainsaw is a real independent guy, like through and through. This is a little bit about what I can find on his website here. Like Sonny Vincent, Kevin Kay, Scott Morgan, before him, Simon Chainsaw is an enigma on the international punk underground scene. Always on the move, he has found more success in the four corners of the world than his home turf, Australia. He is a cult figure with years of shows, recordings, releases, tours, blood, sweat, and tears behind him, and without compromising, keeping true to the punk spirit. Since his early days in Australia with his band the Vanilla Chainsaws, constantly on the move, he has lived in Europe, USA, the UK, and now Brazil, where he fronts Simon Chainsaw and the Hippie Killers. So here's some great full-throttle rock and roll for you from Simon Chainsaw. He's currently touring the Europe, as are the New Christs, who I'll play right after him. So this is Simon Chainsaw from Australia.
Yeah.
Simon Chainsaw there on Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music Show. He is a real nomad, global traveller, punk rock, you know, individualist, I'd call him, currently touring in Europe. And I'm just trying to queue up here some the New Christs, who are also currently touring Europe. It's just taking a little while to buffer the track here. So we'll be right back after this.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
nicotine. Leaving the scene, it's coming out my brain and driving me insane. Driving me insane, nicotine, I can't get enough. No matter how much I huff and I puff, can't get enough of that wicked brown stuff. I just can't get enough, and it's driving me insane. It's driving me insane. It's driving me insane. Me give up, me smoke. Me take me last toll. Me stopper, me smoker. Pain, pain, go away. Come again another day. Scoopity bop, bop, bop. Good that day. Scoopity do da 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 day. Scoopity bop, bop, da 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 da. She leave me again. She jump off that train, leaving me in pain. Leaving me in so much pain. Pretty Jane, she loved me no more. My broken heart is smashed up on the floor. Gone is the one who I love and adore. Gone in a flash through the back door and leaving me. But she leaves me, she leaves me alone. Me lover, no love me. Pain, pain, go away. Come again another day. Oh, oh, yo.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts downtown at 212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, Heart and Soul Clothing Incorporated, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinema Tech, Scratch Records, True Value Vintage, Vinyl Records, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
Okay, we're back here on Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music Show, every Friday in Vancouver at 6 p.m. till 7:30, and we're almost up to the Canadian music. Just one more set of Australian tracks to get through. The song you just heard there was called Nicotine by a young lady called Cece the Cat, and that's from her debut album. She is from the Gold Coast in Queensland in Australia. She's 2 years in the making, that album. It's a Her MySpace here defines it as a genre-smashing reggae dub disco funk voyage. It's already been picked up by national broadcaster Triple J and is gaining momentum in the roots reggae underground. Recorded entirely in-house and spun through a vintage tape machine and mastered at Benchmark Mastering in Sydney. So that was CC the Cat, and before that were two rockier numbers, first from Simon Chainsaw, and then the classic I Swear by the New Christ. Simon Chainsaw and the New Christ are both currently touring in Europe, and two very fine examples of Australian acts that seem to gain far more popularity in Europe than they ever do in Australia. It's just funny that way, you know, often, you know, these incredible artists are right under people's noses, and because they're homegrown, people don't seem to care as much. But once they go to Europe, you know, people care, because they well, for a start, they bother to go all that way to play their music. Yeah, so there is quite a history of that with Australian acts that make it pretty big in Europe. So let's press on before we chat again with Grace and talk about some Halifax music. Here's a brand new one from Regurgitator, the great band from Brisbane. Of late, they've been putting up random tracks. I guess, you know, in this modern age where everything's an iTunes playlist, the full-length album may be in danger, and it looked like Regurgitator was joining the crowd of just releasing random singles, but apparently this is going to be on an upcoming album called Super Happy Fun Time Friends, but it is now a download single, and it's called One Day. So this is from the fantastic and very always interesting Brisbane band Regurgitator.
Friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts downtown at 212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, Heart and Soul Clothing Incorporated, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinema Tech, Scratch Records, True Value Vintage, Vinyl Records, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
Okay, so it's almost time for some Canadian music now, but just to back announce, we heard three tracks there of Australian music. Regurgitator, awesome band from Brisbane with a brand new song just released called One Day. That was followed by Sailor Days with a lovely track called Species Counterpoint, and finally a punchy little number there called Walking the Dog by the Dunhill Blues. And the Dunhill Blues are quite an interesting band. Again, one of these great sort of workhorse bands. I'm just reading on a website here. It says, what must be madness, irrational planning, or a fanatical compulsion to play live? Sydney's garage ragtime kings, the Dunhill Blues, are driving 16 hours and 3,600 kilometres from their final gig of a six-day Western Australian tour at Kalgoorlie to play at the Botany View Hotel in Sydney on June 19th. That's a hell of a drive. You look on the map where Kalgoorlie is, in the middle of nowhere in the desert, all the way to Sydney. And that's the great thing about Australian and Canadian music, and I guess this is what ties it all together, is the great distance. You know, there's many Canadian bands who are currently now in a van somewhere driving through the middle of God knows what, between somewhere in Vancouver and Halifax. So speaking of Halifax, Grace is with us here. Grace is a student at UBC, and she just returned from the NCRA conference in Halifax. Could you tell the listeners a bit more about that conference, what it was all about?
The conference was it was a really great kind of time for networking among there are, I believe, 84 registered campus and community radio stations all the way across Canada. You've got some stations that have been established for, I mean, decades and decades, and you've got some brand new ones just popping up that are, I mean, internet only, or they're only podcasting, but they're still doing their thing. And it was a seven incredible days where a whole bunch of music directors and programming directors and students and volunteers and community members and staff all got together and discussed as much as we possibly could, just trying to learn from each other. And I think one of the top things I learned, at least at the conference, was that we have a ton in common, but we're also each our own individual, unique little thing. We're all doing our own thing in these crazy radio booths on campuses all the way across the country. So, and there's many things that we learned at night that we're not able to talk about on air. Some things we don't remember as well, but it was a great time.
And a couple of memorable nights too at some Halifax bars. And so we'll be playing a little bit of music from some of the artists that we heard. But I really wanted to play first some Sloan, because that's what I think of first when I think of Halifax. So we're going to go right back to where it all started. It's the Smeared album, track 3, I Am the Cancer. We'll play two Sloan tracks, and then we'll get into some of the music that we saw there, the current music. So thanks, Grace. This is Sloan off the Smeared album, track number 3.
There is too much to
we're having a little bit of a technical hitch there with the Sloan track, but we might have to fade it out there. That's the latest single from Sloan, Follow the Leader. Before that, of course, is a brand new... The original album, I'm Smeared, and we heard track 3, I Am the Cancer. And so why are we playing these songs, Grace?
Because we are seeking into an all Haligonian section of the show right now. As Matt said earlier, when he thinks Halifax and Canadian music, he thinks Sloan, pretty much. And so after playing that oldie, we're about to get into some new stuff. I believe the first current Haligonian that we're going to get into, by the way, people from Halifax are known as Haligonians, for all of you people out there that don't know this. I think that the first artist we're getting to is Shotgun Jimmy.
Yeah. Yeah, he played on a boat. We had a really cool night where we had a boat cruise, and Shotgun Jimmy was one of the artists playing on the boat, and it was just like that movie Pirate Radio.
Exactly like Pirate Radio.
Yeah, so much fun. And I was pretty impressed with Shotgun Jimmy. He reminded me of one Australian artist, anyone who is listening who's in the know, Dave McCormack. For some reason, he reminded me of Dave McCormack of Custard, so I'll play Dave McCormack next week, maybe. So let's play a track one from his 2008 album. And, Grace, you were saying that there's some connection, his backing artist or something on this?
There was a weird moment when I grabbed this this album out of our record library. It's called Still Jimmy. And just on the back cover, it says a little bit about who he recorded this with. And it says that his backing band for this 2008 album was Attack in Black. And the last time I remember hearing about Attack in Black was when I saw them at the Edmonton Folk Music Festival, probably about 2 years ago. And at that time, they were also a backing band, but at that time, they were backing for Dallas Green of City in Color. So, just a random memory of mine that shone through while I was frantically looking through the record library for this little gem. Yeah.
So, it's Shotgun Jimmy from Halifax, and let's play a track from him now.
Wait! Mountain plain, full of pain. How I ache to be at home. Prairie skies, I wonder why I left you so all alone. One more ride, just one more ride, and I will rest my hide. Frankly, dear, when you're not here, I'm alone. Just like a lone old oak pump, I am lost in thought. In the field, slowly seeking something I should not. When the rodeo's done on Monday morning, I'll ride home with you. In the meantime, I'll be missing you. Follow my dream till it seemed that I'd rather be at home. I did it right, I did it wrong, but it took too goddamn long. One more ride, just one more ride, and I will be by your side. Frankly, dear, when you're not here, I'm alone.
Bye. Hello, radio audience. The industrial side of music. Right close to my heart.
We're investing industrial noise and goth. Tune into the Vampire's Ball. Midnight, 4 a.m. Friday nights, right here at 101.9 CITR FM in Vancouver, www.citr.ca.
Okay, so this is the end of the show. I was stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. Thanks so much, Grace, for coming in.
And thank you so much, Matt, for having me.
No
problem. I just had a flipping blast.
And we just played some Halifax music. So lastly was...
The second to last band you just heard was Old Man Ludicky,
it's hard to pronounce, Ludicky or Ludicky, something like that.
Something along those lines. And then the very, very last band you just heard was a band called Cousins, who just released a 7-inch in the past month or two. So
yeah,
head down to Zulu, check it out.
And the top of the set was Shotgun Jimmy, really awesome artist there from Halifax. That's it. Thanks, Grace. The African Rhythms Show is up now. One last track for you. Eamon McGrath, the great, great Canadian artist. Eamon McGrath is in town. He is playing at the Zoo Shop on June 29th. And I wanted to play for you a track from him and his latest album on White Whale Records. The record is called Peacemaker. I highly recommend you check out that show and check out this track. Okay, good night.
Someone should write one for the city lights. Avenues need drinks and elbow room. There's glass on the pavements. She's chained to the pipe. Upstairs.